there. Praise the Lord. The Lord will set you free. And every expectation in your life will be turned to realization in Jesus' name. The Lord has not changed. It's the same yesterday, today, and forever. It will touch you and transform your life. Father, we thank you for what you are doing. We thank you because Jesus is still the same, and by his stripes we're still being healed. Lord, show favor, grace upon all your people here, there, everywhere this morning in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. It is done. For my brother, for my sister, for my son, daughter there, it is done in Jesus' name. Amen. You can see that God has blessed you already. We're coming to Isaiah chapter 53, and I'm reading from verse 4. Surely he has borne our griefs, and surely he has carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. In verse 5, but he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we're healed. With his stripes I am healed. Say it for yourself. With his stripes. The Lord confirm it in your life in Jesus' name. Now, there are theologians that tell us that that healing is limited to spiritual healing, but let the Bible interpret itself. Matthew chapter 8, reading from verse 16. In Matthew chapter 8, verse 16, when the evening was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils. Possessed with devils. Blind devils, dumb devils, and spirits and devils that cause infirmity. And he cast out the spirits, the devils, the demons with his word. And when the devils were cast out, the damage, the infirmity, the sickness, the cause left with them. And he healed all that were sick, physically sick, sick in the brain, sick in their body, sick in their limbs, sick in any part of the body. All of them were healed. Why? How? Look at verse 17. In verse 17, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bear our sicknesses. That is the interpretation of the Holy Ghost on Isaiah chapter 53, which tells us that the prophecy of Isaiah, the prediction of Isaiah, was not just about spiritual inner healing, talking about the healing of the body. And it says all that were sick, which means any kind of sickness, any kind of infirmity, any kind of disease, all those things were healed by the stripes of Jesus. Today we're looking at total recovery by the stripes of Jesus. Total, complete, perfect, permanent healing. Any part of the body having challenge in your life today, by the stripes of Jesus, they are healed in Jesus' name. A better amen now. 3 points we're looking at. Look at number one, the promised bodily healing by the omnipotent covenantor. God, the God of heaven, has made a covenant with us, and it's the covenant of healing, and he promised healing in that covenant as our covenantor. Number two is the provided basic healing by the omnipresent Christ. Omnipresent Christ. Omnipresent means is present everywhere in the days of his flesh. He could only be in one place at one time. When he was in Jerusalem, he was not in Capernaum. When he was in Nazareth, he wasn't in the desert. But after he died, he rose again. And when he rose again, he told his own disciples while going to heaven, he says, I am with you until the end of the world. And he said, with you, or three, I gathered in my name, there I will be with them. They might gather 2,000, 3,000, 3,000, 20,000, 30,000. They might gather in a city in Nigeria. Others gather in Ghana. Others gather in South Africa. Others gather in Kenya. Others gather in London. Others gather in New York. And it says where, anywhere, two or three are gathered in my name. At the same time, I am with them. That's why we say he is the omnipotent Christ right now. And wonderful, he's there with you. And whatever the challenge, remove that challenge in Jesus' name. Look at number three. Number three is the present bountiful healing of the obedient covenantee. The covenantee is the one, the believer, that knows that God has a covenant with him, with her. And that God cannot fail in the covenant of healing he has made with him or with her. Look at number one. Number one is the promised bodily healing by the omnipotent, almighty, all-powerful covenantor. Look at Exodus 15. Reading from verse 26, Exodus 15, verse 26, and said, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, thy God. You are a son, you are a daughter of the Lord, you are a believer in the only begotten Son of God. Then it becomes thy God. Come out from among them and be ye separate, says the Lord, and I will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and my daughters. That's how it becomes thy God. And he says, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord. Some people carelessly hearken. They don't fit into this. Other people, they haphazardly hearken. They don't fit in this. Other people, they forgetfully hearken unto the voice of the Lord their God. They don't fit into this. But the people that diligently, wholeheartedly, with all their might, all their soul, they're listening to the word of the Lord with the intention of carrying out the word of God. If thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and wilt do that which is right in his sight, will do that which is right in his sight. Those are the people that diligently listen. They're diligent. They hear every detail of what the Lord wants of them. Does he want them to repent? They hearken, they do. Does he want them to forgive the people that offend them? They hearken, they do. Does he want them to forsake the thing that caused sickness in their lives? They hearken, they do. Does he want them to be different from the Egyptians and from the world? They diligently hearken and they do. And then it says, if we do that, and then it says, and will give ear to his commandment and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Psalm 89, verse 34. In Psalm 89, verse 34, my covenant will I not break. That the covenant we read about in Exodus chapter 15, verse 26. My covenant will I not break nor alter, the thing that is gone out of my lips. He says, the promise he has given, the prophecy he has uttered, it will not alter, it will not change. That what he said is what he's still doing today. And that covenant is for you, for me. But he wants to see that we're diligently hearken and we honestly, heartily do what he commands. Isaiah chapter 57, reading from verse 18. Isaiah 57:18, I have seen his ways. He's looking at us, he's thinking of us. is watching our action. I told them to diligently, honestly, faithfully hearken. I've seen his ways, he's doing that. I told them, do you what you hear me say? I've seen his ways, and I will heal him. He will heal you. And then it says, and I would lead him also and restore comforts unto him and to his mourners. No mourning anymore, no crying anymore. Everything that brought tears, heartache, it will remove out of your life. Sickness will go. The pain will vanish away. And on the basis saying, I have seen his ways, and because I see, he now aligns his life with my word, I will heal him. That promise is yours. And today is the day of fulfillment in your life, in Jesus' name. Point number two now. Point number two, they provided basic healing by the omnipresent Christ. He has provided the healing for you. And what is yours, unbelief will not steal it away from you. What is yours, forgetfulness will not steal it away from you in Jesus' name. Matthew chapter 8, we're reading from verse 5. Matthew chapter 8, we're looking at verse 5. Here we're told about a centurion that came to Jesus. And when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him. We must come to him. You have a problem, he is the solution to your problem. Come unto him. Your pain, you have a peculiar disease, he is the one, the master of every situation. And whatever the challenge, the calamity may be, just come. And when you come, come expecting that he will deal what he has done for others and what he has provided for everyone. And we're told there came unto him a centurion beseeching him. In verse 6, and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And what a great lesson for us, that the sick person was not there directly in the front of Jesus, in the natural, in the physical. My servant lies at home, far away from here where Jesus is. That means the physical distance is not the issue. The issue is the faith. You don't have to see him in the natural, in the physical. The servant that was sick at home did not see Jesus in the natural, in the physical, even when Christ was here on earth. Yet he got healed. You may not see a vision, of Christ standing before you, yet you will get healed. Look at verse 7. In verse 7, and Jesus said unto him, I will come and heal him. Jesus said, because that time, that era, he wasn't omnipresent. He could only be present where he was physically. And so he said, okay, go ahead, I'll follow you home and heal him. As for healing him, no doubt, whatever the description, whatever the death, whatever the agony of that sickness, I will come and heal him. Whatever your challenge is there to heal you. I said it's there to heal you. Verse 8. In verse 8, the centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof. Understand? He was not even born again yet. And he said, I am not worthy. About those who are born again, you're worthy because he lives in your heart. And because he lives in your heart, he lives in your home. In his own case, all that he did not know. And he said, I am not worthy. Faith for salvation, possession of salvation makes you worthy. Cleansing by the blood of the Lamb makes you worthy. Knowing the name of Jesus and knowing that that name has been given to you because he makes you worthy. You cannot say like the centurion, I am not worthy. Thank God you're worthy. Worthy of his grace, worthy of his love, worthy of his power, and worthy of all his provision. Christ makes me, you, worthy. And then he goes on to say, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. You don't have to come and lay hands on my servant. Speak the word only. You don't have to anoint my servant with oil. Speak the word only. The word is the word of power. The word is the word unfailing. The word that cannot fail. Speak that word, and my servant shall be healed. When you say that, understanding, he has given you his very life. Understanding, he died for you. Understanding, he bore all those stripes for you. And you say, all I need now is the word, the healing word, the delivering word, and the miracle working word. Speak the word only. I will be healed. I will be healed. Verse 9. In verse 9, for I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to this man, go, and he goeth. I don't have to push them, touch them. I don't have to gaze on them, looking at them. I just speak the word to my servant. Go, he goes, and he goes at the time I tell him to go. He goes promptly according to the word I speak. And to another come, and he cometh, and to my servant do this, and he doeth it. That on the basis of his faith in the word of Christ. He says, I have authority over servants. I have authority over soldiers. You have authority over sickness, over evil spirit, over demons, over disease. More than I have authority over soldiers. When you have that faith, you're not thinking of how strong the sickness is. The centurion wasn't thinking of how strong-minded that soldier is. I say it, it does it. You're not thinking on how painful. You're not thinking of how long that thing has stayed. The centurion was not thinking about whatever that soldier might be thinking of, whatever plan that soldier might have. That soldier has made up his mind, he wants to be this or that. The centurion did not think about the soldier. He thought about his own authority. And when you think of the authority of Christ, and you're not thinking of the terrible thing that disease is doing, Jesus will speak that word this morning, and you are healed in Jesus' name. Look at verse 13. In verse 13, it says, and Jesus said unto the centurion, go thy way, and as thou hast believed. You know, everything is based on as thou hast believed. You believe that the word of Christ, the stripes of Christ, will heal you, deliver you, as thou hast believed. You believe that Jesus is still the same, yesterday, today, and forever, as thou hast believed. You believe that the stripes of Jesus at the whipping post is enough to take every sickness out of your body, as thou hast believed. You believe that the word, speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. As thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. You need an amen there. And his servant was healed the same hour. And you are healed this same hour. Why? How do we say that? Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8. Hebrews 13, verse 8. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. I thought you'd say amen. His authority is still the same. yesterday, today, and forever. His power is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. His willingness to heal is one thing to have the power to heal. It's another thing to have the willingness to heal. His willingness to heal is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. His love for you, still the same as the love he had those old days. His love for you, the same yesterday, today, and forever. His healing virtue that passes through your body and heals you, still the same yesterday, today, and forever. It will heal you. You must be healed. On the side of God, the covenantal, nothing has changed. On the side of Christ, our healer, nothing has changed. On your own side, if you come like they came, if you believe like they believed, nothing has changed. Your healing is guaranteed in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Point number three now, the present bountiful healing for the obedient covenantee. It's a person that says, God has made a covenant with me. I am his child, his son, his daughter, and I am conscious of the covenant he has made with me. Look at that. I am conscious of the covenant he has made with me. That is the secret. I am conscious of the promise he has given to me. And I think about that promise more than I think about the problem, the pain. Many times our pain shuts our mind away from the promise, and we think of the problem, and we think of the pain, and we think of our perplexity, and we're not thinking about the promise. The moment you change your thoughts, change your mind, change your concentration away from the problem, from the pain, and you quote the word of God. When you quote it for the first time, it may not be firm. Your mind may still be on the pain, but you keep on quoting, you keep on thinking of the promise. I am not I was, I am not I will be, I am the Lord that healeth, not healed, not will heal. I am the Lord that healeth you. The moment you concentrate on the promise and you think about the promise more than the problem, by his stripes I am healed. The moment you think more about the stripes more than your sickness. Generally, when there's sickness, the sickness takes all our mind, all our thoughts, all our everything. But you have to deliberately think of the stripes of Christ. By his stripes, I am healed. You say it, you think of it, you believe it, you act on it. You don't act on your pain. You don't act on your sickness. You act on the fact, by stripes I am healed. And that generates faith, establishes faith. You are healed in Jesus' name. I am healed in Jesus' name. The Lord confirmed that in your life. Exodus chapter 23. I'm reading from verse 22. But if thou shalt indeed obey his voice, life is different now that you are born again. Life is different. You wake up in the morning, all you can think about is about Jesus, your Savior, Jesus, your Redeemer, Jesus, the lover of your soul, Jesus, your healer, Jesus, your Redeemer, and Jesus, your deliverer. And you read the Bible, and that is what you start life with. You're different now than you were many, many years ago. And if thou shalt indeed obey his voice, what you read there, you pray, Lord, help me, give me grace that I will be obedient to the word you spoke to me today, and do all that I speak. Do all that I speak. You exalt what he says above what you personally think you want to do. That's the believer. You exalt his word, his promise, his precept, his command above the word of anyone. And you know, sickness speaks. Disease speaks. Pain speaks to the man. You're having pain. This one kills so and so. Pain is talking. Disease is speaking. And your problem, they speak louder in your mind than everyone around. And of course, people around, they speak. They speak with words, they speak with action. But if you will silence the voice of pain, the voice of sickness, the voice of disease, the voice of your mind, the voice of anyone, and you only think of what he, the Lord, speaks, and do all that I speak, then I will be an enemy to your enemies. Am I the one not hearing well, or are you the one not shouting it out? He will be an enemy to all your enemies. Cancer is an enemy. He comes to take all the money we have and we spend it on medical exam, MRI, pills, this and that. And that cancer, as long as that cancer is there, it wants to drain all your resources. That's an enemy. Ulcer is an enemy. You have the food, you cannot eat the food. You have the money, you have everything, but you cannot eat what you want. That is an enemy. Tuberculosis, just drying up, drying up, drying up. That's an enemy to your personality, to your physique, mental problem that comes to derail your thinking. And people look at you, they cannot even, they don't want even to fellowship with you. They say he has mental problem. That is an enemy. All the enemy sicknesses in your life, God will attack them. He will stop all of them. You will be free from every disease enemy in Jesus' name. And an adversary to thine adversaries. Whatever will stop your journey halfway, that's an adversary. Whatever takes away the joy of living, that you think of death more than of life, that's an adversary. Whatever makes a person to think, is it worth living here on earth? Why don't they do something and they're gone? That's an adversary. God will be an adversary to all your adversaries. Look at verse 25. In verse 25, and ye shall serve the Lord your God. Thank God that's talking about you. I said that's talking about you. To leave everything in the city and then come and have a retreat here. Your mind is on the Lord. And you say, I remember the death, the burial, the resurrection of Christ. I just want to be in his presence. And that's why you are here. That's why you are there in all those retreat locations. Your service will not be in vain. Your attendance will not be in vain. And he shall bless thy bread. Even the food you eat will be blessed, and that food will bring healing to you. And thy water, even the water you drink, will contribute to your freshness, to your strength, to your living in Jesus' name. Look at this one. And I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. And he, say it after me, and he will take sickness out of the midst of me. Inside your bone, any sickness there, you'll take it away. Inside your brain, any sickness there, he'll take it away. Inside your blood system, he'll take sickness away in Jesus' name. When will he do that? When will you be healed? What you say, you have. What you speak out, you receive in Jesus' name. I receive what I say. First Peter chapter 2. I'm reading from verse 24. First Peter chapter 2. We're looking at verse 24. Who his own self bear our sins in his own body on the tree. This is not a proposition. This is a fact. A fact. A fact is easy to believe. When you say, I am a man, I am a woman. That's not like a prophecy, promise. That one is a fact. And when you tell me and I see you, I am a man, I say, yes, that's a fact. I see that. I believe that. And when it says that he himself, he bare our sins in his own body on the tree, it's a fact. It is done. He bore your sin. You will not carry those sins anymore in Jesus' name. He carried them. He took them away. It is a fact. And then that we being dead to sins. That's a fact. He did that so that this will happen in our lives. Dead to sin. The Lord kills every sin out of your life in Jesus' name. Then it says that we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness. Amen. His righteousness is imputed unto you. His righteousness is imparted unto you. And the Lord says, I, the righteous one, lives inside you. Be righteous in Jesus' name. And now look at this fact. By whose stripes we were healed. Isaiah, looking forward to the stripes, said, by whose stripes ye are healed. Peter, the apostle, under the inspiration of the Holy Ghost, knows that it's been done. That's why he used the past tense, and he says, by whose stripes ye were healed. If I was healed, why am I feeling this in my body? Because you didn't know that you were healed already. Do you remember the story? And Paul and Silas preached and sang praises unto the Lord. And there was a great earthquake, and the prison foundation was shaking, and all the doors and the windows were open, and the bands were loose from all the prisoners that were there. But even though all those things were loosed, they were still there. And the Philippian jailer, thinking the normal thing has already happened, if the yokes are broken, if the chains are loosed, if the doors are open, the normal thing is that they should have all fled. And so he wanted to kill himself. And Paul the apostle said, Philippian jailer, don't kill yourself. You are thinking the normal thing has happened and we have all gone. We are all still here. The bands were broken. The stocks were loosed. The doors were open. And not a single prisoner fled away. The same thing with us. We were healed by his stripes. You are healed by his stripes. But you are thinking of the past sickness. Your sickness is past tense. Say good amen. That disease has expired. There's still a lot of people that still eat expired biscuits. They don't look at the date. I still see a lot of people that drink expired milk. They don't look at the date. I see a lot of people that take expired things. They're not looking at the date. Look at the date. Your sickness has expired. Your disease has expired. By his stripes, tell me, you were healed. You are healed in Jesus' name. Your chains are broken. Your disease is healed. The doors are open. You are free. What are you? You are free. Say, I am free. Rise up and claim it. That disease has expired. By his stripes, you are healed. You are the testimonies of those brethren. Leg should have been cut off. He was healed. God loves you as he loves him. You are healed in Jesus' name. Open your mouth. Report that sickness that is still lingering there. Report that sickness to Christ. Oh boy, your pain. Oh boy, your sickness. Internal, external, physical, spiritual, brain, body, blood, pain, perplexing pain. It's expired today. Healed. Healed. You're healed already. Your yoke is broken. By his stripes, you were healed. It's done. Done already. Say it. See it. And you can seize it. Don't think of the pain. Think of the provision, the promise, the performance of the Lord. It's done. 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 And the Lord makes you worthy. He died for you. Made you worthy of that death. He bore your pain. He's made you worthy of his sacrifice. Healed makes you worthy of his coming to earth to deliver you, to set you free. Free. You're free. In Jesus' name we pray. My sickness has expired. Raise up your hands. My pain has expired. My sickness, my disease, my torment, everything of the devil have been taken away from my body, from my life. I have what he suffered for. Say it again. Believe it in your heart. It's done. How many of you know that you are healed now? It's up that hand. You are the favorite of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why he bought his stripes for you. You are the favorite of the Lord in the kingdom. That's why he did all that for you. And you will have what he gives. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank and bless your name. You bore our pain. You took our diseases away. And so, all these diseases that were still lingering have been playing on our ignorance. Lord, I pray the ignorance of what we're possessed, and we didn't seem to know, take that ignorance away in Jesus' name. We're healed. Brother, you are healed. Sister, you are healed. Lord, let there be a confirmation of what you have done in everyone, for everyone, in Jesus' name. Whatever the name of the sickness, however long it's been there, Lord, I pray healing, deliverance, recovery for everyone now in Jesus' name. To the right, to the left, to the center, everyone, do it, Lord, and confirm the healing now in Jesus' name. It is done. I believe it is done. I accept it is done. I confess, I testify, it is done. No more sickness in your body. No more demon oppression in your body. No more attack affliction in your body. You now enjoy what the stripes of Jesus have provided. And the Lord grant you a striking testimony. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. It is done. For me. For me. It is done. I rejoice with you. Amen. Amen.